com. Good morning. It is What's On Your Mind. I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hennen. Is it Monday or Tuesday today?
It's Tuesday. I can't decide whether
We ought to be excited that we just came off a long weekend or whether we have a 4-day week ahead. Which is it for you?
You keep saying weather, and that's kind of the first thing that pops to mind. Oh, my gosh. It really needs to quit raining. I know we needed a lot of rain, especially out west, but, oh, my goodness. This is starting to get I was talking to a rancher friend of mine yesterday, and he said, well, the good news is that I think we might actually get a hay crop this year because it was so dry they couldn't get a hay crop before. But he says the bad news is, well, the hay might drown. You know, nothing's going to grow without a little sunshine. It's been overcast in western North Dakota for the better part of 2 weeks. We just need some sunshine now and get some stuff growing.
Yeah, and I'm looking ahead of the forecast here a little bit, and there is sunshine and 76 forecast for Bismarck today. Some showers lingering in Minot. Showers again tomorrow, 50% chance in Minot. Looks like slight chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow in Bismarck. Showers and thunderstorms in the forecast in Fargo, out in the oil patch, chance of showers, slight by Wednesday, but they're talking thunderstorms Wednesday night, but again, good chance today. Dickinson, sunny, today in 74, but chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight, same tomorrow, same Wednesday night. So anyway, sorry, Steve, this doesn't look like you're going to get your wish.
I blame those damn Republicans. This global warming is really bad.
Yeah, whatever. Whoever
you are thinking about the weather. I'm thinking about all the folks that participated in, you know, there are 300,000 graves at Arlington National Cemetery. 300,000. Think about that. And wow. Every single one of them get a flag. Positioned in the very same way, the same size, the whole thing. Think of the precision and the, just the logistics of all of that. Many of the cemeteries within the sound of our voice, had a similar effort done by folks. And I'm thinking today about all those volunteers that put on those Memorial Day celebrations and make sure that the cemeteries are just so and the flags are where they're supposed to be. And, it's hard not to be in a cemetery, as I was yesterday, with flags flapping think long and hard about those that have died defending that flag. So,
where did you go yesterday, Scott?
I went to the cemetery where my dad is buried, which is in North Fargo. But I think that, and you were out at the State Veterans Cemetery in Maine.
Yeah, I stopped by there for a while yesterday. I saw the to-do going on out there, and it's impressive. I went last year, and I went again this year. And usually I try to go hit a couple smaller cemeteries around the area because I like some of the smaller community events. But if you've not been to the Veterans Cemetery south of Mandan, you got to put that on your list. There's something about that honoring not just the local, like the small communities that I go to, but honoring the entire state's veterans. It's sombering. It really is. It's sombering.
Well, and I'm so glad there's people that really take it so seriously and important, and just make sure that those little things are taken care of. So kudos to all those folks that worked to make sure that veterans were properly honored in whatever way, whether that's potluck dinners or parades or cemetery work, making sure the flags were up. Way to go. Pat yourself on the back today. You deserve it. With Steve Bach and I'm Scott Hannum, this is What's On Your Mind. Two guests next hour. We'll chat with the Superintendent of Public Instruction in North Dakota, essentially the top person in charge of our K-12 schools. That is Kirsten Basler. She'll be here to talk about a subject that's come up a lot from our listeners, and that's Common Core Standards. A lot of folks have been asking about this, some even of our congressional delegation. And so we're going to go right to the top K-12 public school source on that issue today and welcome your calls. Also, Maggie Anderson will be here. Maggie is the new permanent director of the North Dakota Department of Human Services. She's had that job in an interim role for a while, but she's now permanently the head of North Dakota Human Services. And there's been a lot of talk, a lot of questions you've had about Medicaid expansion, about North Dakota taking funds from the feds to expand Medicaid and the strings that will come with that. So we're going to tackle that topic and welcome your input for her as well. But this hour, we just want to know what's on your mind. So tell us at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. I told you what was on my mind, Steve, and that was all those folks that worked and toiled to make sure it was a great Memorial Day celebration in communities all throughout the Northern Plains. What's on your mind today?
Cameras. I had an opportunity
what kind
to
of cameras?
Back. Well, security cameras. And this one kind of came up, and I got a discussion with a friend of mine this weekend because, of course, one of the stories that came out this weekend, North Dakota, positioning themselves to have a little bit more of a presence with the drones. And we started off on that discussion and got into security cameras. And it kind of turned into where's Big Brother begin and where's Big Brother end? Now, the discussions come up. Fargo, of course, has some security cameras. And Fargo has the cameras for some high crime areas, mostly for tagging is for what it's for. The graffiti, that writing on buildings and walls and bridges and things like that.
In fact, Steve, they've worked so well in Fargo. They had two of them in a particular area of downtown that was a crime problem. They're adding three more. So I want to talk about this. We have a call waiting. Let's go to Paul in Minnesota, and then we'll come back and tackle the camera topic, because I'm thinking Steve and I have a different position on this based on our conversations to date. But, Paul, you're first to go on what's on your mind at 800-228-0550. How are you?
Good. Yesterday you guys were talking about oil prices and or gas prices, but I know a couple months ago I read online, I don't know where I read it, but I did read that the United States exports about 30% of the oil produced in this country, and to me that does make sense because we import a lot of oil too. And I think that, you know, us with Canada and other countries, we should stop exporting and start using our own, but that's not the way it is. I think it was 1.9 million barrels a day that they export out of this country, but yet we import oil. It doesn't make sense to me.
Now, Paul, it's a world market, so it just, yeah.
Just to keep it and use it and import less?
It does, Paul, but it was explained to me this way, and it does make sense from an economic standpoint. And I'm about national security, and I take a look at the picture with independence as being a North American issue, not just the United States. I don't think we can do it on our own. It's going to take Canada and Mexico and North America to be independent. But the way it's explained to me is from what we use and for what we have, there's sometimes a difference. Now, from a marketplace standpoint, if we can import X oil for X price, and that X price is much less than Y oil that we have that's the higher grade, like take Bakken crude, for instance, it's a very high grade of oil. If we can export some of that for a higher price, doesn't that make sense? Because with what we get for that, we can get twice what we get for that other product, the one that we're actually using and needing.
Right.
So
I guess that,
from that standpoint, it makes sense.
Yeah. You know, and the one other thing I read was that we export a lot of oil, a lot of refined crude down to South America because their demand is higher than what they can produce and refine themselves. So we export a lot down to South America, which that makes sense to me.
Paul, think of it this way, though. Now, if the Keystone XL pipeline doesn't go through, what's Canada going to wind up doing?
They're going to export pipeline to China.
Yeah, building a pipeline to the west.
Right, and it's going to go to China.
Exactly.
Right.
It's market.
They'll pipe it to the coast, and they'll ship it. And by the way, there was a great ad in USA Today over the weekend. I'm trying to remember exactly where I saw it. Maybe it was Minneapolis. I can't remember. It was a newspaper this weekend I saw that had an ad that made that very point. And it was actually the unions. It was the unions that had come together to say, look, we're hiring veterans to build this pipeline, and sorry, President Obama, but if you don't allow this to happen, guess where the oil is going to go? It's going to go to China, and look what they do to the environment. So you can't say you're for the environment, and you know, standing in the way of the Keystone XL pipeline. It was a full page ad in one of the papers.
Besides all the jobs it's going to create in this country,
you bet. And they were making the point, veterans.
Right.
So kind of fun to see the unions running an ad against the administration to say, hey, wait a minute here. We're on opposite sides on this one because of the jobs. Yeah,
right.
Very
well,
good point.
The dirty little secret on the XL Keystone Pipeline, though, is it's not really that hung up north. That got worked out. Where the hang-up is now is down in Texas because TransCanada, what they did was there's kind of a gentleman's agreement down in Texas. The only problem is because they've got the best relationship as far as landowners and when it comes to landowners and pipelines. Because if you take a look at a map of Texas, there's a pipeline everywhere. It's like prairie dogs out in western North Dakota. They're everywhere. If you go and look at the relationship, there's a long-standing relationship. What has happened was that gentleman's agreement, the only two aspects of it are A, make sure that you use U.S. steel, and B, make sure that you use U.S. labor. And TransCanada was using some Chinese steel and some other labor, and so that's where there was a holdup, and they got into a little tussle on there. So that's actually one of the bigger parts of not having the Keystone Pipeline.
There's a lot of politics involved in that for sure. Paul, appreciate the call. Interesting approach on our recent gas spike being taken by Senators Hoeven and Klobuchar. We'll tell you about that coming up. And more of your calls on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
To What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
Did you know there were 78 credit unions in North and South Dakota with assets in excess of $4.2 billion and nearly a half a million credit union members? Credit unions play a very important role in the financial landscape of the Dakotas. They're unique in their structure. They're member-owned, not-for-profit financial cooperatives that return their earnings back to members. Unfortunately, most folks and even our policymakers don't understand that. Credit unions exist to help people, not make a profit. And credit unions operate under the philosophy of people helping people. That philosophy works well in the Dakotas, so the credit unions can serve their members, including those of modest means, providing credit at reasonable rates and other financial services to members. And they work hard to assist their members to become better educated consumers of financial services. Find out more at CUOnTheRoad.org. CU as in Credit Union OnTheRoad.org and on their Facebook page, the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas.
At Butler Machinery, we're not just about track tractors. Butler now offers industry-leading wheeled tractors. For a limited time, take advantage of 0.9% financing for 60 months on Challenger row crop tractors like the MT5 and 600D series. From top to bottom, end to end, these high-horsepower row crop tractors from Challenger prove their proficiency day after day, field after field. And with 0.9% financing for 60 months, now is the time to contact your local Butler Machinery. Visit butlermachinery.com today.
Hi, Kent French with Lichty Homes, inviting you to a Lichty Sales Center near you. If you live in North Dakota, South Dakota, or Montana, Lichty Homes is the leader in quality homes. We offer the top two manufactured and modular homes, Schult and Bonavilla. See these quality homes at a Lichty Homes Sales Center near you. Bismarck, Jamestown, Minot, Rapid City. And remember, Lichty Homes has a finance package for you.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. That's 701-258-0550 to tell us what's on your mind. I mentioned before the break because Paul from Minnesota had a question about gas prices, and obviously it's on everybody's mind because of the recent spike, including Senator John Hoeven and Senator Amy Klobuchar, a North Dakota senator, a Minnesota senator, that have introduced a bill to mitigate price hikes due to refinery shutdowns.
And, you know, when you talk about the price of gas, Paul was saying, hey, I think it's, the issue of we need to export less and keep more of our own oil. Actually, if we look at the reason prices spiked regionally to the degree they did, it's because of refinery shutdown. So I think actually it'll be interesting to find out more about what Senator Hoeven and Senator Klobuchar have planned here. But hopefully it's even just allowing communication. Hey, you can't shut down this week because we're going to shut down. Because right now, as we're told, they can't even communicate because it's in a odd way viewed as colluding. So anyway,
Senator Dorgan, I believe, had some legislation that he tried to get through that did not go through that would have had a little oversight. And it's kind of a slippery slope, though, Scott, because I don't like more government, but this would take more government oversight, at least somebody going, you can shut down here for maintenance, you can shut down here for maintenance. That would take some government oversight for that problem to be alleviated.
I think it just requires, removing. It sounds like simple communication is prevented because of previous laws alleging they were colluding. Right.
How hard is it to put a map up on the wall and everybody pick a week?
Yeah, that's what I mean. I don't even think that takes government oversight. I think that just says fix the law now, because if the law doesn't allow you to communicate on that very basic, simple thing, something's wrong with the law. And if that means we won't have spikes like we've had, then, you know, all the better.
You know, 363 was the national average yesterday morning for a gallon of gas across the country, and Minnesota was up around 428. I fueled up this weekend at 419. Not good. Let's go to the phones. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Rocky in North Dakota, what's on your mind concerning oil?
Well, good morning. I was just wanted to comment on the earlier caller's statement. He was wondering why we export any oil when we're at a deficit in this country. I took a trip to Israel this past winter and learned over there that the only place they can buy refined oil products is from the United States. Nobody in the Middle East will sell to them. So the statement was made that some of the allies of the United States are totally dependent upon their petroleum products from the United States, and it's terribly expensive because they pay freight for the crude over, they pay for the refining, and they pay for the freight back, but it's the only way they can get it. So I just thought, you know, that should be part of the discussion.
You know, when you start looking at the different politics involved in the pricing of oil, Rocky, what were some of the other insights you saw? I mean, because it's pretty amazing going to a trip to Israel in the middle of the Arab countries and what's going on over there. What was kind of the sense you got about some of the other things you saw?
Well, they are fast moving to electric cars as much as they can. That's a political statement on their part towards what they often refer to as the cousins. They are a small country. They can get point A to point B, you know, with an electric car. They don't have to worry about batteries not working in the cold. So for them, you know, it's working quite well. And in fact, they have little stations now where you drive in and change your batteries and take off again, and it takes about the same time as filling gas.
Amazing. So, any other observations?
No, not really. It's just that it's, you know, for our allies, we're the only source they have. You know, in the Arab world, they can stick their thumb in the sand anywhere, and the oil comes out. Israel has none.
It's kind of like Western North Dakota. I can dig a fence post and hit oil.
Rocky, that's appreciate right. The call. It again, it's a world market, so you're just going to you pull it out of the ground, and you're going to put it out there where it can. Where it can get the best price. So, I don't think more oil supply is the issue of our recent spike. I think that's a case of too many blends and not enough refineries, and pretty simple actually. Build more refineries. Build more refineries and have less government, less bureaucracy, and you won't have the spike that we just had.
What kind of refineries though, Scott?
800. Say that again.
What kind of refineries though?
What do you mean? What kind of refineries?
Well,
the kind that put out gasoline.
Is gasoline where we're going in this country?
And I think we're gonna need gasoline for a long time.
We are. But at what point? I'm a huge proponent of natural gas. If we can get that infrastructure in, I think that's the answer to a lot of the energy problems.
All of the above. There's no single solution for our energy needs.
No, there's
whatsoever.
Not.
Yeah. So that's why I say build refineries. And North Dakota's doing this smart with diesel refinery. We're using a lot of diesel, so we're building a couple of refineries, and actually they're outsmarting government because you got all this layers of bureaucracy. If you go above a certain level that the refinery would produce, so they're going just below that threshold and building a couple of them. Good for them. That's a way to outsmart them. Here's our telephone number, 800-228-0550. We started talking about cameras, and I mentioned specifically how they're used in Fargo because that works so well. Actually, they're talking about expanding the use. There's a particular area in downtown Fargo that's been a problem, and the 600 block of MP Avenue. And so they put a couple of cameras in there, and that's worked so well. In fact, what is the statistic I saw? Since installing cameras on the 600 block of MP Avenue, crime in that area has been reduced overall by 62% and at the street level by 89%, according to Fargo Police Department officials. So it's working. It's worked so well there on MP that they've said, you know what? We got some street crime we don't like in the 400 block of Broadway. We're going to do the same thing there. We're going to add three cameras there.
How many officers do those three cameras cover? If you free up, what, six officers to get that level of...
I don't know, but let me ask
security?
You this question before we get into the particulars. Does that make sense? I mean, in other words, does it make sense for them to say, here, we've got a crime problem in this particular area. We don't have enough officers to cover it, so we're going to put up some cameras and we're going to route some of this stuff out. Does that make sense? Is that a good
idea? Save money. We're going to save money.
Save money in that you'd have less.
You can shuffle those resources from personnel somewhere else where they're needed also. You know, with a lot of the crime, like street crime, whether it's the tagging or traffic enforcement, you're going to save money because you're not going to have those cops there.
Property damage, fights, and graffiti tagging were the three problem areas that were the worst. So I think this makes sense. I know people get a little spooked when we talk about cameras, but I think this makes sense. Want to get your take on it, too. 800-228-0550. Ed in Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Hi, Ed.
I was going to pass along. You guys are talking natural gas. In Minot, they got MDU has a refueling station already. And it's been there for quite a few years.
Do you use it, Ed?
No, I don't, but I'm sure considering it. I don't know if it's actually allowed for the public or if MDU just uses it on their own.
Well, I know the one in Mandan, Tesoro, can be used by the public.
Uh-huh.
It's just a question of whether or not you have a vehicle like that. From everything I've read and everybody I've talked to, we're looking at the railroad industry within 3 years switching over to natural gas, and we're looking at the trucking industry in 3 to 4 years switching over to natural gas. At that point, it's available for everybody.
A lot of infrastructure needed to do that, but hey, all of the above, good idea. Ed, thanks for the call. Take a break. Back with more of What's on Your Mind after this short time out. Don't go away.
At Butler Machinery, we're not just about track tractors. Butler now offers industry-leading wheeled tractors. For a limited time, take advantage of 0.9% financing for 60 months on Challenger row crop tractors like the MT5 and 600D series. From top to bottom, end to end, these high-horsepower row crop tractors from Challenger prove their proficiency day after day, field after field. And with 0.9% financing for 60 months, now is the time to contact your local Butler Machinery. Visit butlermachinery.com today.
Hi, Kent French with Lichty Homes, inviting you to a Lichty Sales Center near you. If you live in North Dakota, South Dakota, or Montana, Lichty Homes is the leader in quality homes. We offer the top two manufactured and modular homes, Schult and Bonavilla. See these quality homes at a Lichty Homes Sales Center near you. Bismarck, Jamestown, Minot, Rapid City. And remember, Lichty Homes has a finance package for you.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On onwards, just a break in the wall.
It is What's in Your Mind. I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hennen on K-Fire 550, 910 KCJB in Minot, 1460 KLTC in Dickinson, AM 1100 The Flag in Fargo, and AM 1090 The Flag in Tioga. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. What's on your mind? You still worried about fuel prices? Are you starting to worry about the cameras popping up? To me, Scott, Big Brother is, I don't know how far down that road we want to go. We'll come back to that in just a few minutes. Tim, in Roscoe, South Dakota, natural gas is your topic. What's in your mind, Tim?
Well, I wasn't listening to everything because I was out hanging coals up, but I came back in. I hear you guys talking about this natural gas stuff. Well, you know, and you're always talking about infrastructure to deliver it. Well, about 90% of people got natural gas coming right to their house. All they'd have to do is put some kind of like a half-horse motor or something in 2 meters, then pump it right at home, you know, compress it right at home in your tanks. And then what would happen off that meters for that, they can add the fuel tax to it, and the utility company would just charge you for it, and they'd pay it all, see? That's the simplest thing in the world to do that. That talking about getting that distributed to people is the simplest thing they could ever come up with right there, you know?
Tim, there's already a company in, based out of Fargo, actually. It's a gentleman from Norway who came over to, from the gas and oil industry, moved to America, and he's got a company in Fargo that actually builds wall units. You pull into your garage, you plug your vehicle in at night, and fuel it up, and you're good to go in the morning.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at. See, it's at everybody's house already. 90% of people got it. You know, and if you wanted to go the other way, you could rig that up if it would be cheaper. I don't know if LP would be cheaper anymore. I'm sure it wouldn't be. But, you know, anyway, you could get that going for you out in the country, too, if you wanted to get off gasoline itself or diesel. Oh, yeah, and another thing. I don't know if you guys can tell me this or not, but, you know, you're advertising for that smell-away stuff or whatever you're calling it. Only thing, it's only got a internet address. You got a phone number for them guys?
I'll get you one, okay?
Tell them to start blatting that over the air, too. That'd be nice, because a lot of us that want to get that don't have an internet, you know.
So what do you have that smells, Tim?
Well, my dog got in the skunk this morning, but I'm remodeling the upstairs, and it smells Barney up there. And I was thinking I would try that there anyway, and well, then, you know, when you go to trade your cars in or something, and you live with your pet, they can't get that stink out, you know, and then they're always looking down on you. So I
hey, what?
To get...
Tim, what's your recipe for getting skunk out of dogs?
Well, this morning I didn't have no peroxide here, so I just used Dawn baking soda, dissolve it good in hot water, you know, prior to cooling it off enough to put on him. Well, then I had like a cup left of skunk away. It's just like, but that, you're just trading one stink for another.
Right.
You know? So, but I threw it in there just to get them so I can go uptown with them later, you know, and get the other stuff. But
hey, Tim, I had one question that I wanted to ask you about. You mentioned you were hanging clothes up. Do you still hang clothes out?
Yeah, my neighborhood, we ain't got anything saying we can't use clotheslines.
What, is that banned some places now?
Well, sure, you go to some of these upper crust deals where they got, what do they call that, when they got homeowners associations, you can't hang your clothes out. They'd frown on you big time, you know.
Well, I could see that at a homeowners association, but I didn't think most towns banned it, but it's kind of a,
well, no,
kind of
a
lost art. I'm glad to hear you still do it, is what I'm saying.
Well, I do too. Hey, but you know, it's kind of like they look down on the Tin City, you know, the trailer house area. Well, it's the same thing. It's kind of low class, and that's about it.
I don't think it's low class. It reminds me of my grandmother, but nobody does it anymore. I guess you just, you know, throw them in the dryer. But
my grandma always line dried sheets. They smelled way better than anything out of the dryer.
Unbelievable. I've good memories of that. Here's that number. You got a pen?
Yep, right here.
701.
701
851 0023. We've got some other people call and say the web address is too long to remember. There's a shorter one called Odor Meds, too, like Odor the Smell Meds .com. But the telephone number is 701-851-0023. I just love the fact this is a North Dakota company.
Well, I'm glad it's made in the USA. North Dakota is fine, too. But I want to try it, see if it's saying to brag is as good as he thinks it is.
Well, let me know how it works on the dog.
Exactly. You give us a full report, would you?
Okay, if that guy says if it's good, I'll let you know. And if it's not, I won't say nothing bad about him, because it might have been the way I used it.
All right, appreciate the call. Here's an email on the, by the way, our telephone number, 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550 to tell us what's on your mind. Here's an email on this question we've been batting back and forth about cameras, Steve. Caller says, I refuse to drive downtown Fargo. I resent the 1984 mentality of the Fargo Police Department and our city commission. Heck, the IRS was just making their job easier when they targeted Tea Party folks and conservatives. You sure cannot tell the boys and girls apart based on names. Oh, he's talking about something else. But anyway, he calls it a 1984 mentality. Downtown. Another emailer says, with the surveillance cameras in downtown Fargo, I'll no longer travel in the area, currently boycotting the downtown businesses, including the coming street fair. I refuse to be tracked by Big Brother. So going to your Big Brother line. Now, here's my question. Is it any different if a law enforcement officer is parked down there? In other words, if you're, sometimes, for instance, highway patrolmen will strategically place themselves so you can't see them when you go by, right?
Saw a lot of that this weekend.
What's the difference? I don't really understand why that would be any different. That's what I'm a little confused by. But
I got another email from Kevin. He says, soon we'll be Big Brother watching our every move, and they can really control us after they know our every detail of our lives. I think the biggest crux of this, Scott, is the fact that people don't want... Now, if you know there's a camera there, or you know there's going to be a cop there, so you're driving around Memorial Weekend, you know there's going to be Highway Patrol out on I-94. You know, that's your choice to drive on that road then. If there's cameras everywhere, people don't know that their lives are being intruded on. Do you ever watch that show, Person of Interest?
Here's the deal. Let's go to the caller, and we'll come back on the cameras. Mary from Bismarck wants to talk about clotheslines. Hey, Mary, how are you?
Hi. Didn't know that you were talking about Big Brother and the camera spying on us. Just wanted to say that I use it from the moment I can in the spring to the last minute I can in the fall.
Why?
Why should I give my money to MDU?
So you're doing it just to be smart, to say, hey, I don't need the dryer to dry these clothes. I can do it outside, so I'm going to do it outside. Good for you.
Yeah, exactly. My mom did it all the time, including the winter. I use my dryer during the winter, but yeah. I mean, you know, and then I had to chuckle here. About a year ago, I was reading some little article about 10, 15 different ways you can be greener. And one of them was, lo and behold, a brand new discovery. You could use a clothesline to hang your clothes out and dry.
Hey, Mary, and how wonderful do your sheets smell?
Wonderful. My towels, my jeans, everything.
I remember that. My grandma hung clothes on the line all the time. There was nothing that smelled better than getting into a freshly made bed with clothes or sheets that were dried on a clothesline.
But I'm guessing, Mary, your sheets have been a little wet this spring. My gosh, it's tough to time how you get the clothesline in use, isn't it?
Yeah, you gotta kind of plan ahead this year. Watch
right.
The weather, man.
I'm glad, Mary, you're doing the clothesline thing. Good for you. Thanks for doing like Tim's doing down in South Dakota and Sharon. We appreciate it, okay?
All right.
How about
you know, Scott, going back to the cameras, have you ever watched that show, Person of Interest?
Okay, but before you go there, and you said earlier, what about cameras everywhere? Here's what we're talking about. And by the way, the chief of police in Fargo is quoted in the forum story talking about the expansion of cameras, saying, where is he saying? He's basically saying exactly to this point that we have no intention of putting these things everywhere. Okay. Despite the success of the program, Police Chief Keith Turner said that he has no interest in mounting a camera on every street corner. Police are only interested in placing cameras in areas where crime data suggested they could be useful. So again, let me be very clear. I'm not for cameras everywhere and cameras replacing police or any Big Brother kind of, you know, creepy way of monitoring behavior. I'm saying if there's a problem area with crime, and in this case, imagine living where there's graffiti and you know, windows being broken and all these fights, you'd be like, this is driving me crazy. Wouldn't you want your law enforcement officers to use
Scott,
this tool?
Who decides? And I'm not against cameras in areas either, but the point I'm bringing up is who decides where it ends? Who decides that line?
You do. The people that govern these folks, the people that pay their salaries. I mean, I don't think
really?
There's a reason not to do it. Yes.
We had a car accident over in this intersection, so I guess we should put up a camera now.
Well, that's being kind of corny. Bob in Manville,
where does it end?
Here.
Hi, Scott. Hey, guys. You know, yeah, I'm glad you just said that, Scott, because that kind of changed my tempo here a little bit. But I was just going to call and say, you know, that I don't really want a cop on every street corner either. You know, there's an old historic quote that those who would sacrifice their freedoms for security will receive neither freedom or security. And I agree with both of you. If it's a high crime area, you know, yes, I do think that some type of monitoring, maybe hire some more security guards. There's jobs, but, you know, things like that. But I also agree with where does it end? Where could it stop? Well, once you open up that can of worms like that, I mean, are they going to be asking us for our papers now every time we go from town to town? I mean, this monitoring mentality, you know, it's just kind of getting a little out of hand, I think.
Yeah, you know, and then we don't even go down that road of drones. 2015,
exactly.
Drones are next.
What's different to me about those is we don't know. Are they up there? Are they watching? In this case, we know there's cameras. We know where they are, and I think sunshine is what fixes
do
all
you?
This.
Scott, do you know? Bob, do you know where every camera is, or potentially
no,
is?
No, I don't. And they're also coming up with this facial recognition software. I mean, it all ties into a lot of different things. Part of it's marketing, too. You know, I mean, you can't go on the Internet and search a couple things without next thing you know, you're just deluged with all these different advertisements. I mean, I just want the government out of my life. We can't buy light bulbs or pick this whatever kind of toilet we want to use.
Hey, Bob, on that we agree, without question. This is just a question of whether it makes sense to target the bad primaries. Appreciate the call. More coming up, 800-228-0550. This is What's on Your Mind.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
At Butler Machinery, we're not just about track tractors. Butler now offers industry-leading wheeled tractors. For a limited time, take advantage of 0.9% financing for 60 months on Challenger row crop tractors like the MT5 and 600D series. From top to bottom and to end, these high-horsepower row crop tractors from Challenger prove their proficiency day after day, field after field. And with 0.9% financing for 60 months, now is the time to contact your local Butler Machinery. Visit ButlerMachinery.com today.
Hi, Kent French with Lichty Homes, inviting you to a Lichty Sales Center near you. If you live in North Dakota, South Dakota, or Montana, Lichty Homes is the leader in quality homes. We offer the top two manufactured and modular homes, Schult and Bonavilla. See these quality homes at a Lichty Homes Sales Center near you. Bismarck, Jamestown, Minot, Rapid City. And remember, Lichty Homes has a finance package for you.
Soybeans. North Dakota soybeans. Did you know soybean production has expanded to the west and the north in our state over the last decade? There's now 6,000 soybean producers in North Dakota, contributing to a checkoff program. And that investment is paying significant dividends in the areas of research, domestic and international marketing, promotion and education. Through the involvement of both the North Dakota Soybean Council and the association, you receive timely and accurate news and information of value and your pulse on the programs underway to help you become more successful and profitable. Find out more at ndsoybean.org. ndsoybean.org. Subscribe to the North Dakota Soybean Grower and find out more about the North Dakota Soybean Council. Better opportunities, delivering you valuable news and information to North Dakota's soybean producers and all of North Dakota's agriculture community. Check out their website, ndsoybean.org, for more. ndsoybean.org.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben's Discount Supply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben's Discount Supply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702, or click Ben's Discount Supply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben's Discount Supply.com.
All right, full bank of calls waiting to weigh in on the camera issue. Settling this between Steve and I, I guess. By the way, next hour, Kristen Baszler will be here. She is the head of the Department of Public Instruction. Also, Maggie Anderson, the new head of North Dakota Human Services, on two hot issues. Common Core has been a hot topic that we'll tackle today on the program. A lot of folks asking about Common Core standards, and so we'll ask Kirsten Baszler about that. Also, Maggie Anderson on the Medicaid expansion and whether or not North Dakota smart to engage in that as they have as of the last legislative session. We're going to hit 80 anywhere today? I don't think so. 76 in Fargo, 76 in Bismarck, 70 in Minot. 70 in the oil patch up north, 74 down in Dickinson, and
Looks like lots of showers, too. What's the current temps at, Steve?
Just a little bit of sunshine would be awfully darn nice, but around the region, Bismarck 62 this hour, Williston 59, 59 to Dickinson, Minot at 60, Jamestown 63, Grand Forks 58, Devil's Lake 56, and Fargo 59 this hour, Billings 51, Miles City, Montana 56.
All right, let's get back to the phones. Leon, you're on What's On Your Mind?
Oh, man, I can't believe I agree with Steve over you, sir.
It's okay. It's all right.
This issue with the cameras, come on. Don't fall into that narrative that if you're not doing anything wrong, then you shouldn't worry about it. That's Orwellian, one. And two, if you put a police presence, an extensive police presence anywhere in any sector of our society, you're going to have more crime solved, more criminals caught. That does not excuse, you know, surveillance cameras and cops on every street or anything. You can use that argument with any number of problems that we have. It does not excuse the overreach of government. And make no mistake, police departments are a part of government. If the businesses put up cameras to catch people that are writing the graffiti, that's one thing. Our Constitution protects us from the government surveilling us and warrantless wiretaps and all of that kind of stuff. But the citizens, those business owners, can put up cameras, can catch the bad guys by giving that data to the police department. And that's my two cents worth. I do not agree with more cameras equal safer society. I don't.
Leon, thanks for the phone call. That's one of my column. Tom in Jamestown, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I pretty much totally disagree with Leon there. You know, you go all the way back to 1993 when the terrorists tried to knock over the World Trade Center towers. Fortunately, they had a guy that didn't know what he was doing, so it was a disaster, but it was not near as bad as it could be. And we had people that wanted to clamp down on terrorism, and they did. They were allowed to do that to a certain extent. Well, then you had 9-1-1. And then after 9-1-1 with President Bush, who I feel was the right guy at the right place at the right time right after that incident occurred, then you had the Patriot Act and you had other things that we had to have in place because of the threat of terrorism. Terrorism has not disappeared. It's probably as bad now as it's been, especially when you consider what occurred during the Boston Marathon and the attack there. So I agree to a certain extent. You don't want the government, you know, sticking their nose in your business. But if the people who are in charge in Homeland Security say that we can decrease the chances of a terrorist attack by having drones, by having cameras in certain locations, I am 100% in favor of that, and here's why. Because if we ever have a massive terrorist attack with chemical, biological, weapons, and we have, all you got to do is picture Hurricane Katrina with about 250,000 dead people. Okay, then we're going to lose a heck of a lot more freedoms very, very, very quickly than we ever would think about with what some people consider to be harassment right now. I don't see it that way. I think we're on the right track.
Tom, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Right. Time out in Jamestown. Scott says on our Facebook page, I think it's an invasion. I've noticed a lot of these in Minot, and I now avoid certain businesses where these cameras seem to be aimed, as I also avoid the intersections where they are. Can't avoid all of them, but I don't want Big Brother watching me either. Let's go to Darlene in Minot. Have you seen some of those cameras that Scott's talking about, Darlene?
Oh, yeah. I've seen a few around. I guess I have mixed emotions about it. I think some of it's a good thing. Too much is a bad thing. But I think regulations could be set up to control that. However, when we were in Arizona, I go through the same intersection all the time, and it's an intersection where people speed, and it's a very dangerous intersection because it intersects with two major highways. And I got a speeding ticket for $211 for going 11 miles an hour over the speed limit. And I'll guarantee you, I slow down every time I go by there now.
See, it works.
And I'm with you. Too much of it would be a bad thing. I'm not for, you know, some of the things, Steve, you've described and some of the callers, Leon and others. That's creepy, right? I mean, it's downright creepy. I'm not for that. But I am for giving law enforcement a tool in a particular crime area to extend
I'm about the tool. Scott, I'm about the tool, but have you ever watched that movie, that television show, Person of Interest? I believe it's on CBS. That's
creepy.
Big Brother. That's where
creepy.
It is creepy.
Not, yeah,
it, it's
I don't
where
want
this
that.
Could go.
Yeah, well, it, you're right, it is, but we wouldn't let it go there, would we? Not in the United States of America. Great conversation. Maybe we need a law enforcement roundtable on this to take the pulse of the citizens. Appreciate all your feedback on this. Been a good one. A couple of guests to take your calls in the next hour. Stay tuned.
What's on your mind? With Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
If you need a building for any reason, you need Bakken Bruce. We're talking hangars. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops, trucking, agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches. They built schools. They built fire and police stations. And guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why legacy steel buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bakken Bruce, Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Bruce, his brother Wayne, and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.